Okay, so a good Shabbat to everybody. And once again, we miss everybody. It's nice to be able to get together at least with our words. And we are starting, or we're continuing, in the Ma'arechet HaBitochen about Tefillah and Bitochen. The connection between Tefillah and Bitochen, which is pretty obvious, but we're not just talking about concept of bitachon. We're talking about building bitachon. Yeah, last time we were reading from page Tov Kuf Pei Ches. So the idea of building bitachon, as we mentioned, is a bitachon is not something in the head. It's something in the heart, something that you feel. It's a way, and we could even say maybe something in your eyes, the way you relate to things that happen in life. Everybody knows in the back of their minds that Hashem runs the world. But the question is, do our actions and do our emotions, are they guided by what we know or not? And the only way they can become guided by is by making those ideas that we have become more real. So last time we saw the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that if you say, that shows you Boteach Hashem. So last time we saw the Matzkiach pointed out that even though L'chaireh, every time you're davening, it shows a level of bitachon, because if you wouldn't have bitachon, Hashem would be talking. Hello?
Hello?
Do you hear me?
Yeah,
I
okay.
carry on.
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Rabbi?
Rabbi?
I can hear.
I can hear him.
Yeah, they're all fine.
Yeah, they're all fine.
Okay, carry on.
Okay, carry on.
No, no signs in the Ralph anymore.
You can't, yeah.
You can't.
Rabbi, maybe, can you just, maybe, can you phone in again? I don't know what that's like. Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, the rabbi is going to call you again.
I can hear.
I can hear.
You can mute. I can mute.
Is that what's happened?
Is that what's happened?
Okay, I'm gonna say.
Okay, I'm gonna say.
Should I continue?
Oh, now you can continue, Rabbi.
Okay. So, once again, I don't know what was heard, what was not heard. We'll just say briefly what we said before, that tefillah is not necessarily an act of bitachon, even though it should be one. But it could be just part of your daily schedule. You have to pray a little bit. That's not bitachon. Bitachon is making it real, the fact that Hashem is interacting with me and I'm interacting with him, and I can rely on Hashem, therefore I can rely on Hashem. So when we remind ourselves of the act of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the nisim that Hashem did for Klal Yisrael, that makes it real. It's something that's obvious that Hashem is interacting with me and with Klal Yisrael. He cares about us. So when I think about that before I start davening, then my davening becomes the real thing, because I realize I got the right address. I'm talking to the one who really cares about me and I can rely on for all my needs. I just have to turn to him and daven to him. That's what we said last time. So we're on page Tav Kuf Pei Tes in Oyud Gimel. So Yesh Ledaik B'Dir Rabbeinu Yoyda. He wants to now make a diuk in Rabbeinu Yoyda. Kimitzar had tefila atzma ein la'odem lachshav shekodesh boruch hu yan oisei. Well, the mitzvah tefillah is not a reason for us to expect Hashem to do what we are requesting of Him. And he said, we already explained this before, that when a person davens, he shouldn't be davening in the fashion that, okay, I did my thing, now Hashem, you do your thing. Adi Rabbi, the Gemara says that that is a type of ein tefillah that just causes a person to end up with let down. Other rabbi takes away from his chuyas, because we have to understand our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a vending machine that we put in the coin and we get back, we get out our drink that we want or whatever, or sandwich. You know, some people, unfortunately, in our day and age are like that. The whole relationship being within their family is a bunch of vending machines. The child does what the parent wants, so the parent should give him what he wants, and the other way around, the parent does to the child what the child wants, so the child should do what he wants, which is basically more of a, let's call it a business relationship, or even less than that, just each one is involved in themselves, and they're using the other person for themselves. Our kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be a kesher of kilva. I want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I know the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know how much He cares about me, such a wonderful HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I really want to be close with Him. And maybe the act of tefillah is such a beautiful and in some ways a simple act if we take it right. It's an act of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I converse with HaKadosh Baruch Hu 3 times a day. I'm allowed to do more than that. But at least 3 times that I drop everything else, all my other interactions, and I focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamavan, we're all very, very far away from this because our bitachon is not that real. But if the bitachon will be real, and I have it so clear at a day-to-day level that everything I'm going through in life is so totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then when I have this opportunity now to dive into Him, I jump on that opportunity and just start off with all the shvachim of thanking Hashem. HaKel, HaGodl, HaGibah, HaNoira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over us. And Baruch Hashem, if we're all alive, we have a lot to be thankful that Hashem is watching over us. Unfortunately, we see nowadays, nobody could be guaranteed about anything. Instead of being overwhelmed with fear, which is wrong, we should not have fear, because we know we're in Hashem's hands. We should be thankful Hashem for sustaining us. The more we pay attention to the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He is sustaining us, the less fear we'll have, because we see the tremendous Ava that Hashem has to us, the Rachman He has on us. Kamavad, a person has to do the right Ishtalas, but we're talking about the mind frame of the person. Does he have peace of mind, or is he in a state of fear? So he says that, once again, when a person is davening, he should not be davening just to say, I'm davening and I want Hashem to be Mekayim what I'm doing. But he says, There are two ways of looking at it. There's one way is, like we said before, I'm not really interested so much in that person relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just need Him. So I want to put in my tefillah and I want Him to give me what I want and leave me alone, which is definitely very wrong. And even to expect Hashem to do everything I request is also wrong, because it could be very well be that some of the things I request are not even good for me. And if Hashem knows the bigger picture, what's good for me, Dafka, the reason why He may not be giving them to me is because He knows what's good for me. Like a child that asks for an unlimited amount of candies. The fact that the parent isn't giving it to them is not because the parent doesn't like them. It's because the parent cares about them, just knows better than the child. So what is the inyan of bitachon in respect to did my tefillah do something or not? That he says that bitachon is that this tefillah did something. In other words, there's one way of looking at it is I want my tefillah to give me immediate results, exactly what I want. That's wrong. On the other hand, a person could say, so what? I'm just talking to Hashem and doesn't do anything. That's also a very hard feeling, and it's not a true feeling. A person to say, and I have the relationship with Hashem, and I request things from him, and he doesn't even pay attention to me. That's also lack of bitachon. The real bitachon is that there's a constant interaction between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of every single thing I'm doing. And if I'm a spalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it makes an impression. That's the bitachon I have to have. I did something positive over here. Did I get what I wanted? Maybe yes, maybe not. But it doesn't mean anything, because I did produce something positive. Like we said, on the most basic level, the positive thing I did was I deepened my keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I showed him that I'm excited, or I'm interested, and I'm putting effort into speaking to him three times a day and paying attention both to his greatness and also to the fact that I'm totally in him. I'm dependent on him. That's why I request from him. At the end of the moedim, the last brachas of thanking, I'm most appreciative of what he gives to me. I don't just go through life and looking for things I don't have and being upset about that. Other Rabbi, I'm so appreciative of the wonderful things I do have. That is making the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu real. And more than that, like we said, since it is real, whenever I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and request something from him, it is making a positive impression and is bringing me in the right direction. Like I said, I may not get it because it's not good for me. And maybe it is good for me, but Hashem wants me to ask for it multiple times. Like it says, Kavil Hashem, a person should turn to Hashem. If you weren't answered, Chazik v'amitzli bech v'kavil Hashem, ask another time, and another time, and another time. Because maybe Adarav Hashem wants our relationship to be deeper and stronger than it was before, so we should be really be zeichet to what we're requesting. If we get something, we're not zeichet to it, and it's yotzos chor b'efseder, we lose more than we gain. A person asks, oh, I want this wonderful thing, and Hashem gives it to him. There's a price that's tagged to it. If you don't deserve it, you have to pay for it. You maybe have to pay whole Olam Haba for it. People are praying their hearts out that they should get wealthy, but they're really not developing the keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it could be that Hashem will give them the wealth and on the cheshbon of the Olam Haba. But if I do the other way around, that even if I'm dominating for wealth or health or whatever I'm dominating for, but I appreciate that not just that I'm involved in myself, but I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to turn to him, and that's why I'm doing it. And if Hashem decides not to give it to me, it's also good for me because I trust Hashem. If I have that attitude, and the chanami, little by little, I'm building up more and more tzchuyas. And maybe by the time I get it, the tzchus of all those tefillas was enough to bring me what I wanted. I don't need to take away my Olam Haba. Yeah. We will continue the next thing. Oh, he's dialed over there. So, once again, there's the two points of a bitochen involved in tefillah. Is number one is that part of tefillah is to take experiences that I have that are real, that show me how much Hashem cares for me, interacts with me, and use those as ways of making my tefillah more real. And the obvious one is the gula of Mitzrayim. It puts me in the mind frame that Hashem is doing things for me. Kamuvan, in the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, when we're saying the Shvachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're saying, Goyim HaChazadim Toivim, if we make it alive, not just say, Goyim HaChazadim Toivim, translate words, Hashem does good things, but think about the past day, all the good things Hashem did to me, and then once again, I'm continuing the concept of the Geula into my Tefillah. I realize my person Geula is myself. The fact that I'm alive, I'm healthy, I have this, I have that, I have the other thing, everyone can put into it what he has and what he specifically had in the past period before he davened, not take it for granted, then becomes alive. And the second thing we said is to be talking towards the future, that I realize that I'm not just talking to the wall. I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kama Sadan Toivim, V'Koyne HaKoyl, V'Zoychach HaZdeyovis, Maybe Goz, Nevin, Nevin, Man, Shmoy, V'Ava, that's what I'm talking to. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has this very close relationship with me, and he's paying attention to every word I'm saying, and it's doing something. Yeah. And the new point we're saying now is that is a person is same as Gula Tfila, says he's a Ben Olam Haba. It's a big high madrigal for simply saying Gula before the Tfila. So he says that at the end of Rabbeinu Yoina, he said, the bitochen was Ike Hayira Ve'amuna. And that brings him to Olam Haba. The bitochen is the ikar of Yir Shamayim, which means I stand in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Munah. So he says, now, let us see. Before we said that every type of chinuch means I'm developing myself on a certain path, or mechanech, a child, or Talmud, on a certain path. So there's two ways of doing it. There's binyan. Binyan means block by block. Nothing's happening by itself, but I have to put in one block, and then I put another block, and before you know it, I have the whole building. And the third thing is smicha. Smicha is I put a seed in the ground, I just water it, and then it sprouts forward. But I have to make sure that I give it the right nutrients to sprout. But when it starts sprouting from itself. So he said that over there we said the yira is binyan. Emun is smicha. Yeah. And here he's saying that that putting those two koiches together that build a person is this concept called bitochen. Yira is something that I have a level of yira, which means a perception of my interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which causes me to have a level of yira. And that is something the person could build bit by bit in the course of his life, having a deeper and deeper feeling of how much he is always interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which gives him that feeling of yira towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Emune tell you the truth is I'm not 100% clear what he said over there. We'd have to look that up. Yeah. But, okay, maybe we'll leave that for now. Get back to next time, it's a shame. Yeah, I want to say it more accurately. Okay. Now, just start the next piece, and it says that there's another point in Bitochen. Says when Yaakov Avinu came to Esav, he knew that there's going to be an interaction with him, which can be very dangerous. Esav, for all he knows, was out to kill him. So he prepared himself with three things. Doron, with a gift, tefillah, and milchoma. So he did the hishtadlis tivis. He did the physical hishtadlis, the natural hishtadlis of giving a gift, which hopefully would appease Esav and show that Esav, he's not out to get Esav. Adarav, he wants Esav to feel that he's together with him. He wants to be close to him. He wants to give to him. Cares for Esav. Yeah, Tzad Hasheni, Yad HaMilchama. If Esav doesn't want to accept that, then he has to be prepared to wage a war. But he didn't rely on that by itself. He put it together with tefillah. And this is a theme that goes throughout Klal Yisrael. Throughout we see he brings afterwards, and we have to go down to Mitzrayim. So he said, also take with you from the goods of the land as a gift, also some spices, some honey, some fruits, nuts, etc. And also take the money and give it back to Yosef. Maybe it's a mistake. And then, at the end, he says, "Hashem yiten lechem rachmim lefnei yish." So, in other words, he prepared all the shtadlis. You know, they were very concerned that who knows how they're going to treat them over there. So, give them the gift, appease them, give them back the money, etc. Together, we have to be mispaled to Hashem that whenever, and this is a ma'aseh of a similar bonim, any physical act that we do should be together with tefillah. We shouldn't leave it independent. because we really need Siyata Shmaya for everything. Truth is, it's brought to Chazon Ish used to say. He said, when you go to a store and you have to buy something, and you have to buy potatoes, before you go to the store, the right thing to do is mispala, short tefillah, because Shmaya is out to Shmaya to find the right produce, to find it right away. You're going to buy a garment or whatever it is. Yeah, nowadays we have all kind of other tefillahs you can put into your tefillahs if you're going shopping. And we should go safely, come back safely. I remember I had an aunt. She's from a very simple background, but she was born in Hungary, Czechoslovakia. But she had the old Jewish flavor. She told me, she was about 90 then. She used to go shopping herself. And she said, before I leave my house, I say a short tefillah that Hashem, please guide my steps. I should make it to the store and make it back healthy. I shouldn't have to fall on the way. That was the old-fashioned Jewish way, which has been that way for thousands of years, which is we have to reinstate it, because nowadays we get so much caught up with the technology and relying on that. We believe that's what's going to keep us going. And we forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once again, nobody forgets about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but like I'm saying, very few people, when they leave their house, make it feel that everything should go well, whether it means to find the thing or they should come back safely. But that's the right way to do it. Yeah. It brings a famous Gemara at the end of Nida. It says, what should a person do to become wise? It says he has to learn a lot. So they asked him, but a lot of people learned a lot. They didn't become wise. You have to ask mercy, rachman, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives the Chochmah, because the Chochmah comes from him. And the same thing is, how should a person become wealthy? It says, Yabba Mitzchayra, you should do a lot of business. The truth is, the Vilna Gaon erases that. Even that's not necessary. He says you have to be nice of a Yitin Vemune. That's what the Gemara says. It's enough. A person is honest in his work. And to get with that, like most of the people were honest, or even people worked hard and they're not always successful. You have to ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even things seem to be telling the person, Chochmah, he's a Chochem, and he's putting his koiches into learning Torah, so that's what he's supposed to be doing. What does he have to daven for? There seems to be the learning, a spiritual interaction mitzad atzmoy. Even so, no, that's why Hashem set up the world. Hashem wants us, even when we're involved in the highest spiritual things, it should go together with tefillah. Yeah. Yadua, all the tzaddikim and gdoile ador, just as much as they were gdoilim in the limud haTorah, the poiskim and tefillah was the same thing. With real kavanah. It doesn't mean they davened long. Even Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, he doesn't dive along Shemon Esrei. But every word he says, himself, I once told you that somebody asked him about a chizik for tefillah, and Chaim Betmima said, what's the big deal? You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So obvious to him that this is what you're doing. But to him it was obvious. For us, until we get ourselves organized. But our Kopon, this is something for us to realize that if we will make an esek out of this, if we pay attention to this, if we stop for a second before we start davening, then we can convert our tefillah to be a very, very powerful ma'aseh of bitochen. And like we said, the starting point has to be that before I start my tefillah, or as I'm starting my tefillah, remind myself that Hashem is interacting with me and has interacted with Klal Yisrael throughout history. And that's what life is all about. Our Tzlocha is Tolein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if it be Ashachas and Mayris, then I say the Gula Tzvila, and I remind myself with that in a real way that Hashem even changes the laws of the nations for Klal Yisrael. By Mincha, we don't say that. By Mincha, though, before, remind ourselves of the second factor, the factor that no Tzvila goes unheard. And that's what we say Ashrei before Mincha. As we say, Korav Hashem l'chol korav l'chol shikru v'emes. Hashem, he is close to all those that call out to him. The Tony of Yasev Shabbat Sam Yishma v'yoshim. We say the second thing is that Hashem does the will of those of Yerushalayim. And Shem Hashem kol oyav, those have love of Hashem. Hashem watches over them. So we say those three psukim. We say all Ashrei, but those three psukim specifically, they put me in the right mind frame. I'm not just doing another mitzvah over here. I realize that Hashem is hearing every word I'm saying. And if I really, seriously give over to Hashem, and like I said, if I pay more attention to the Shvachim, that brings more Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. So if I'm Yireyov and I'm Oyavov, then I'm Zeichet to that special Shmira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Mitzvah Hashem, yeah, we have a lot to be thankful for and a lot to be daven for. And these are the two basic points we sharpened a little bit today. These things of making the tefillah something live, based on experiences that we have, put them into our tefillah, and then together with that, having a clarity that Hashem hears every single word I'm saying. Hashem wants that kiyuvah. The chinuch says that by the fact that we daven to Hashem, that in itself is a zchus to have a tefillah accepted. The moshel is if it's a king who has a son. And he loves his son very much, but if his son really never bothers keeping up the relationship, then it will be a weaker relationship, because as much as the king loves his son, it's a different thing when the son is just detached from the king, or the son is constantly discussing things and talking to the king and appreciating his father, the king. Once he does that, then he's giving the king what he wants. The king wants to have a son. He wants his prince to be close to him. He wants his prince to grow up in a fashion that he'll be able to continue the ideals of the king. And if the prince does that, then that itself is the reason that he is deserving for all the good things, because he's really giving the king the thing he wants. And that's the same thing with us. We're the sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have that close relationship with him. He wants us to make ourselves more aware of his wonderful ways so that we also carry on his ways. We're examples of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our actions. And if we use the tefillah as showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, yes, we are interacting with you on a regular basis, and we appreciate your greatness, and we want to follow it, then that in itself is the biggest chutz we can have, to bring big yeshuas and gulas for everybody. So we should have a wonderful week.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
We should only have yeshuas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.